So my talk this morning may seem redundant because I gave a talk with the same title 2 weeks ago. I don't usually talk twice in a row, but we had a cancellation and I love this subject so much. I thought, I have more to say about this. I could do this. And so I jumped in to volunteer myself to be on the schedule again. And I have had fun this week exploring this topic because I thought I was going to go in one direction and then I went in another and now I've gone in yet another. So we'll see where we end up, but it's been a fun ride for me. So I hope it's a fun ride for you along the way. This opportunity just to be present and to talk to each of you makes my heart sing. There is such grace in being with friends and sharing about the things that are important to us. And I have to say that there is nothing more important to me than connecting with the divine. It's so powerful. And as we think about this question, can we talk to God? And I know the answer is yes, and that there will be an answer. And the question keeps getting bigger for me. Can we talk to God? And how can we talk to God? In what thousands of ways can we talk to God and hear from God in life? So I was at the mall yesterday morning, and I ran into my friend Rami. And I listened to him talk, and I sent myself an email message after he went off to work at the store where he works in the mall. And I titled it Rami Quotes. And I have often sent myself a message that said Rumi Quotes. I love the mystical quotes from Rumi, but I had some mystical quotes from Rami yesterday. Rami is from Libya, and he's a young Muslim man who's been in this country for a few years. And he is just this incredible, warm-hearted, loving being of light that walks around the mall and makes friends with everyone he can. And he hugs me. He's the only one at the mall who just reaches out and gives me a big hug every time I see him, and it's great. And so what I do when I walk in the mall with friends is I tell them what I'm going to talk about that week, because that's what's on my mind when Bob hears an awful lot of that during the week. And so I said, the name of the talk is, Can We Talk to God? And I said to Rami, do you believe that we can talk to God? And he said emphatically, yes. And I said, and does he answer back? And he said, yes. And I said, how do you hear him? And he touched his heart. And he said, in my heart. And I said, what does that feel like? And he said, it feels like love. We are not conditioned by religion. Our relationship with God is direct. And as we open our hearts to the possibility of this relationship, incredible things can happen. And so I asked for guidance about giving this talk, as I always do. And I was directed to my own books, as I almost always am, and I appreciate your willingness to listen to them over and over again. There's four of them, so you don't hear exactly the same thing every time. But I asked this morning, and I got yet another 2 pages to add to the 12 pages I already had printed for this talk. And Beloved said, "We are poised, ready, and eager to greet each one who turns to us. If you invite us in, you find that we are already there. Omnipresence is a hoot." And I always laugh because they always say that. Omnipresence is a hoot. Because God is everywhere. There is nowhere God is not. In every moment of every day and every atom of all of space, God is there. There is nowhere God is not. And so Beloved went on to say, "There is no pilgrimage to make. We are already everywhere, right where you are, every second of every day and all of time. We are right here, right now with you." We love that about us. I love that about them too. And we went on to talk, and they said, "Consciously choose to see us through a filter of grace." I was talking about a vision where I heard the words, "Constantly choose to see the world through a filter of grace rather than a filter of fear." But Beloved brought in this idea of seeing God, seeing the Beloved through a filter of grace. And they went on to say, "Consciously choose to see the Beloved through a filter of grace at every level, in the people, the places, and things you love, in source itself. Look for the positive aspects of God." The positive aspects of God. Cool. I said, "Wow, B, what a cool idea." And B said, "We think we have only positive aspects, but we've had some bad press over the years." And we laughed. And B said, "We welcome you home to our love anytime you choose to come. Some wait until they die, thinking that's their only choice. Some expect to be ever loved, so they are really surprised and delighted when they die and discover that they live in love eternally anyway. We love the parties we have with you all in non-physical all the time. The non-local aspect of you is always dwelling in and celebrating how loved you are. We just love showing you at the local level that there's a bigger party going on that you've been missing here." And I said, "So how do people join the party, B?" And they said, "Choose to see the world through a filter of grace. Tune in to love as you have done. Meditation quiets the mind. Appreciation turns it to loving thoughts. Look for the positive aspects of everything. Your work, your commute, your mate, children, family, and friends, home, pets, nature, TV shows. Do more of what you really love to do. Look for things that make your heart sing and do those things. Upgrade your attitude about God. Find things about Source that you can think about that feel good to you. We are love, yes, and that's a portal for many. We are also intelligence, creativity, power, peace, grace, harmony, energy, wholeness, oneness, freedom, and joy. Choose any one of them and focus there for a while. As you focus on anyone, all of the others will also come into focus. Because ultimate, we are, of course," said modestly, "one." One. There is only one of us here. And I always go back to the monolith vision. I probably talked about that last time, where I sank into the deep well of peace from the outside, that was all the chaos. And at the center of peace, I realized that every line I could see on every facet of the rock that I had come into was a life And one of those lives was Connie Chandler. And all of those lives were the I am that I am. There is only one. At the center, there is only one. One expressing uniquely, exquisitely, and beautifully as each one of us. We are that divine energy. We are that. We are. We are. It's so exciting. And so I had pulled up that quote, and it reminded me that there was another quote about doing positive aspects of God. So I found that one and I printed it. And I said to B, I'd like to talk more about what you said about doing positive aspects of you, B. And B said, just do it. It's fun to do positive aspects of us. Start now. I said, okay. You're always right here. You are my infinite and eternal beloved. You are brilliant. You are warm and gentle. You have an incredible sense of humor and timing. I always feel respected and loved by you, even when you are teaching and playing with me. You make me laugh. I love talking to you. We have leapfrogging conversations. You're able to bring me new insights on every subject. You are incredibly reassuring. I love cozying up with you. I appreciate that you are able to have this intimate and innocent, sweet relationship with me. I love that you are giving me insights into the most amazing aspects of Source. I have contemplated the hugeness of Spirit, expanding my ability to appreciate the infinite and eternal. You are taking me to a whole new place with your capacity to love and care for me here and now. B said, good job, C. How does that feel? I said, it feels fantastic. I love appreciating you. They said, we love you tuning yourself even more specifically to the vibration of love regarding us. Is there more? I said, oh yes, B, regarding you, there is infinitely more eternally. And we laughed. They said, you're starting to get a glimmer of what is true of everyone. For you, we are, let me start that again. B said, you are starting to get a glimmer that this is true of everyone. For we are the fabric from which all are woven. Our life force is the life of each one. All beings share in the love, creativity, energy, and being that we are. You each have a unique combination of gifts, talents, and abilities to explore. You are all here on purpose, divinely dreamed into being by us to be us in the physical world. You are on a grand adventure with other intrepid explorers. You are discovering more daily about the infinite and eternal nature of your being. We're not just talking to you, Connie. There is an explosion of awareness of your expanded nature taking place in human consciousness. You are the love that we are on the planet. You are love. You are light. As the book I Remember Union by Flo Avila Magdalena says so potently, you are light and light you shall remain. You have chosen to come into form. You have chosen this form. You are light and light you shall remain. I said, I love that blessing, B. It gives me thrill bumps. And B said, you recognize truth when you hear it. We love that about you. We want you to see yourself expansively. We want you to claim the light of your being. We want you to love the magic of who you are. We want you to love this form you have chosen. your body, your particular personality, your constellation of gifts and talents and abilities are beautiful. That is true of you and everyone. You are the one we have chosen to be as you. You have not just chosen yourself. We have chosen you too. You are our love in form. I'm going to read part of this again, because they weren't just talking to me. They were talking to you, to each of you. And I want you to hear it. And if you feel up to it, if you like it, you can maybe take it into your own heart. We are the fabric from which all are woven. Our life force is the life of each one. All beings share in the love, creativity, energy, and being that we are. You have a unique combination of gifts, talents, and abilities to explore. You are here on purpose, divinely dreamed into being by us to be us in the physical world. You are on a grand adventure with other intrepid explorers. You are discovering more daily about the infinite and eternal nature of your being. We want you to see yourself expansively. We want you to claim the light of your being. We want you to love the magic of who you are. We want you to love this form you have chosen, your body, your particular personality, your constellation of gifts and talents and abilities are beautiful. You are the one we have chosen to be as you. You have not just chosen yourself. We have chosen you too. You are our love in form. You are. That is the very nature of your being. That is the very nature of my being. That is the very nature of all being. All being. We see it in so many places. We see the beauty and the harmony and the grace and the peace and the love around us, and it's extraordinary. But then we turn on the television and we see the things that look like tragedy, the things that look like terror, the things that look like war and aggression, and the things that look wrong. And so I want to remind you of something I've told you before, and I hope I have time to expand on it today. Before, I have told you that when I heard sirens, I asked B, is there anything I can do to help? And B said, send your love to go with them tonight. Bless those who devote their lives to answering the distress calls of others. Surround them with love on their errand of mercy tonight, and bless those who they are rushing to assist as well. Imagine them surrounded in love and supported through this experience. You can even tune in to our love for them. You know how big, constant, and comforting our love is for you. Send them our love at your frequency. They may be able to feel it more easily because your knowing of it has brought it to Earth more fully than before. Each one who taps into our love, as you have, makes it easier and more likely that other humans will be able to tap into our love. B said, we are there with them tonight. In this emergency, whatever it may be, They may be praying and more open than usual to feeling the love we have for them. Together, you and we can bless them this evening and support them in handling what has happened for them with greater peace and grace. And I said, so together we are a greater force for peace than you are without me. And B said, surely, C, your willingness to love can open doors to love all over the planet. You don't have to be somewhere to make a difference. Your seeing people feeling loved and comforted in your imagination can help people feel better. What you do with the love in your heart matters. I said, Louise Hay said that first. And B said, we told Louise. That always makes me laugh. And we talked a little bit about Louise Hay. And then B said, we are grateful to her and to you and to all other spiritual teachers from all religions, denominations, and traditions. Like the police and firefighters, you answer the calls of the distressed. It's a beautiful thing that so many people choose to love and help each other. That reminds me of the wonderful quote from Mr. Rogers that he said, my mother taught me when I see a tragedy in the news to look for the helpers. To look for the helpers, they are always there. And it's wonderful to look for the helpers. I saw a Facebook post yesterday that just made my heart sing. It was a picture of a footbridge between Ukraine and Romania. And on this bridge, the people of Romania on every fence post on the bridge had put little toys. And every child who walks across the bridge into Romania gets to choose a toy to be welcomed into the new world that they're going to. Isn't that beautiful? Look to the helpers. B went on to say, you are all our eyes and hands and heart on the planet. We do what we can to uplift and inspire each of you. You take our love in and use it like rocket fuel to soar. In your soaring connection to us, you have much greater power available to help and uplift others. As you pass our love along, you help other people open their hearts to receive our love directly. Then they are supercharged too. It's magical and beautiful for us to watch. We are here applauding each of you, all the teachers, all the helpers, all the people being helped, all the witnesses and passersby, and those who are running away because they don't want to be seen by the police. We love you all, especially those who are afraid. Send out love to those who are afraid tonight. Your open heart, carrying our love on a human channel, might well reach someone out there in the cold tonight. We see them finding shelter, love, and peace. We appreciate your willingness to assist us. Anytime you hear a siren or pass an accident or hear a story from a friend or on the news or of someone in need, send them our love. It really will make a difference. It already has tonight. So that was the first time B and I talked about this idea of sending love. And there was more to that, but let me go on to the next one. I said to B, you said my love matters. B said, oh, your love really does matter. Quite literally, in fact, your focus on love changes the matter, the substance of your life and the life of humanity on planet Earth. Your perception of the love that flows between us all to you and from you allows you to direct the infinite flow among people, animals, plants, and things on the earth and in the universe. You have become a conscious part of the cosmic distribution system of divine love. You are a part of the conscious distribution system of divine love. Yes, you are. When you choose to love, that's who you are. All the love you have ever given or received has been part of our love, B said. You accept that your mind is part of the one mind, well, your heart is part of the one heart. Your love is part of the one love. That fact doesn't lessen the value of your love. It greatly amplifies it. When you tap into our love, you glow with our light, you flow with our grace, you feel inspired, uplifted, and energized. Now that you know you can soothe and uplift at a distance, we think you're more likely to direct our love into whatever you hear of going on that could use more love, which is pretty much everything there is. So if you get in the habit of sending our love to everything, person, place, and situation, you think about, where is there room for judgment or criticism? Fill your mind and your life with flowing love on purpose, and all the rest of that stuff will atrophy from lack of use. And we laughed. I said, what about discernment, B? Won't I still be making choices? And they said, yes, but loving discernment is gentle, not harsh or hard. You flow from choosing good to great to fabulous with discernment. You label and separate good from bad or evil with judgment. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to replace judging with flowing our love. Something that you would judge or criticize or try not to think about at all becomes a place for you to pour our glorious love all over. I said, wow, B, that's amazing. Instead of praying for well-being for people in the earthquake regions, for example, or asking God to take care of them, I can just send your love to them directly? B said, yes, isn't that fun? Now you know that we are already there with each one of them already. Our love is already there for sure. But many of them don't know it yet, just as you didn't know it as you do now, just a few months ago. And I said, and my sending your love can help them feel you. B said, as you allow our love to flow out to the world at your direction, your ability to perceive the beauty that is here will continue to expand. I said, you aren't just talking to me, B. Everyone can do this, right? They said, yep, everyone is part of the we that we are. Everyone is loved beyond measure. Everyone can direct divine love anywhere they turn their powerful attention to. Isn't that cool? I said, totally awesome, B. I'm definitely going to start sending your love to everyone I can think of. I just want to take one last minute to share something I said shortly after that, because we were talking about sending love again. And B said, you've been taught to focus on the already manifest universe as your reality. Much of our love exists as pure potential in areas where people have been filtering their experience through fear and anger. By their attention to things that make them fearful and angry, they get more of that. Sending our love is really turning your attention to our love in the context of a certain person, place, or situation. By your attention to it, you call our love in greater physical manifestation where you can perceive it. They said, how do you perceive love? I said, well, in my usual way, I feel warmth in my heart and mind. I feel gentle, kind, and caring. I feel relaxed. I breathe easy. There's a quiet sense of ease and rightness about it. They said, good description. See, now imagine being able to perceive love in a war zone. What would you sense there? I said, I can see a mother gently brushing her daughter's hair. I can feel a couple falling in love. I can see a soldier receiving a care package from home. I can see a doctor sewing up a wound with utter concentration and knowing. I can see an elderly couple lighting a candle and praying together. I can smell dinner cooking. I can see a man teaching several children how to read. I can hear music at a wedding celebration. I can hear a new mother singing a lullaby. I can feel a thirsty person drinking a glass of water with deep appreciation. B said, wow, you really got into that. Why? I said, well, once I got rolling, it just came to me, B. I thought about this before, about the remarkable capacity of human beings to adjust and live life under extreme conditions. It's a powerful testament to the human spirit and to our love, B said. Our love is ready to burst out in any moment someone invites it in. Remember that song that was going through your head, can you find me somebody to love? You all want that from the deepest core of your being. You all look to express the love that you are. You are love, and you experience a divine discontent with you if your love, our love within you, is not allowed to flow. So it pops out everywhere. Remember your father and his war buddies. I said, yes, they remained his friends for his whole life. B said, there is a bonding, a camaraderie that takes place amid dangers that is sublime. In extreme conditions, the contrast makes people appreciate even a little bit of kindness. That level of appreciation moves mountains. It's like life in high definition. People don't forget it once they've experienced it. I said, wow, B, that's amazing. I used to just think of horror or terror when I thought of war. B said, it's there, but it doesn't help you to think of that. What helps is to amplify the love, to imagine our love finding moments to burst forth in beautiful bloom, even there in the wreckage. Contemplate the resourcefulness and resilience of cultures who manage to survive even in places where war has continued for centuries. Thinking of pain and suffering doesn't relieve it. Contemplating tenderness, kindness, and caring. There is the healing balm. Our love can manifest more easily through your focus of attention. That's unconditional love. Imagine the people loving each other, appreciating life, getting great new ideas, following their impulses to give, and taking inspired action. I said, okay, B, I can do that. They said, that's sending our love. That's sending our love. I can do that. I hope we all can do that. To find the love, to feel the love, to give the love that is the truth of who we are. That's why we're here. It's our gift. Thanks.